ascended into heaven, seated at the Father's right hand, glorified, present, filling all creation. Those phrases help us to capture the central message of what we proclaim and celebrate this Sunday, the Ascension of our Lord. In some parts of the world, the Ascension of the Lord is celebrated on Ascension Thursday. On this solemnity of our Lord, we affirm our faith in Christ who ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. The ascension of Christ into heaven is to be understood within the context of the Paschal mystery of Christ, his passion, death, and resurrection. The readings of today give us much food for thought. There is a sharp contrast between the hesitation, uncertainty, and ignorance of the disciples and the confidence and certainty portrayed by Jesus' message. His message shows the power and the irresistible plan of God unfolding before the disciples. One contrast is found in the disciples' failure to understand when Jesus tells them that he is about to be taken away from them. The disciples ask Jesus, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" They have completely missed the point of Jesus' mission and the whole purpose of what Jesus came to accomplish. Having been with Jesus for 3 years, they still think that Jesus came to liberate Israel from the Romans. That is not why Jesus came into the world. Another contrast is clear from the way the disciples stand around, as it were, with mouths open. As Jesus goes up into heaven, they seem to ask, "What next?" The message from the angel is similarly a sharp contrast. "Why are you standing there looking at the sky? This is no time for stargazing, but for waiting in reflection." We must not think of the ascension in terms of Christ going up and away from us and from the world in purely scientific, physical terms. That was the mistake the disciples made. That image of disciples looking up to heaven is indeed an image of where we often find ourselves in our understanding of Jesus' mission, and consequently, the mission of the church. Oftentimes we forget what Jesus told his disciples. He advised them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. In other words, do not leave on your own human plans. This also implies returning to basics, listening to God, and waiting patiently for God's word, his voice through the Holy Spirit. It means returning to Jerusalem and waiting in discernment for God's instruction. It means waiting for his power through the Holy Spirit. In the language of faith, the ascension means the entry of Jesus into the complete and definitive communion with the Father. Jesus Christ enters into the fullness of the Father's glory and makes it possible for those who belong to his body, the church, to follow. Indeed, Jesus' entry into the presence of the Father makes it possible for his church to wait in prayer and in reflective discernment for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is God's continual presence with us. Even now, the risen Lord is ever active in the church as she engages in our mission of reconciliation, forgiveness, and transformation of this world under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, who has put all things under his feet. So what message do we take home? One, the ascension is about Jesus being present to us through the Holy Spirit that he sends. A presence that is different from physical presence, a presence that saturates, enters, fills the entire cosmos and the whole creation. Christ ascends so that he can be present to each and every one of us in many ways. In the Eucharist we celebrate, in the liturgy of the word, in the sacraments we celebrate, and in the real presence of the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist. Two, the Ascension makes it possible for us to be in communion with Christ and through Christ with the Trinitarian communion, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Ascension makes it possible for us to be touched by Christ, to be strengthened by the gift of the Spirit that Jesus gives. Three, may Christ's presence that we celebrate every moment in the Eucharist, and indeed in every moment of prayer, strengthen our faith and our hope in the glorious life that Christ promises to all who believe in him. Four, may Christ's presence strengthen our faith and hope in the glorious life that Christ promises of eternal life with him in heaven. For where he, the head, has gone, we, the body, hope to follow.
I am Monsignor John Binda. God bless you.